Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to show you some things, just incredible things. Just to show you how they're continuously trying to drive the narrative without any opposition whatsoever. That's why they're censoring, right? Again, this is important because they take away your freedom of speech. You're going to be led like dumb sheep to the slaughter, said George Washington. And it's exactly what they're attempting to do today. Do you see this? This is finishtherace.com. Viral video shows FBI agents visiting homes over social media posts. Folks, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Again, the FBI is another unconstitutional agency being used to what? It's they're assailing with the use of these unconstitutional agencies, assailing the American people and their God-given rights. Again, I just want you to show you what's going on in this country, because to overlook the deeds of the wicked, because that's what we're dealing with here, only breeds more wickedness. Are these agencies going away? Are they dissipating? Or are they creating more and more and more? It's interesting how your rights are being restricted, but they somehow or another seem to be growing. And this is all being done on your dime. This is called self-infliction, right? Numbers 32:23. Read it when you get a moment. We got a lot to cover. Here, let me show you this too, and then I'll just go ahead and tee it up for the next show. Did you see this? This strange phenomenon? With these people that are just coming out of nowhere, they're calling them strangers, or they're reporting them as strangers. This is etalksshow.com. Women in New York are just being randomly punched, sucker punched in the head, or kicked, or abused by what they call strangers. No joke. Check this out.
We just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh my God, it hurts so bad. I can't even talk. Literally, I fell to the ground, and now this giant goose is forming, and I'm like, oh my God.
You know, I'm just wondering, and again, this is one of the things that we forecasted many years ago that this was going to happen. This is just the beginning of the things that are going to take place here. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 50. Women getting punched by strangers in New York City. Where are the men? There's supposed to be 8 to 9 million people in that city that are watching their women be punched by strangers? Okay. Overlooking the deeds of the wicked only breeds more wickedness. Again, are things getting better or are things getting worse? Absolutely, they're getting worse, friends. Now listen, I want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and when you go over there, go ahead and subscribe to the page. Go to the top, SOL Radio Live, subscribe to our Rumble feed. Interestingly enough, our subscriptions seem to have subsided about 2 months ago, almost a complete stop. And there was a consistent flow of new subscriptions that whole time. Americans, if they're attacking us, that means they're attacking you. Okay, smite the shepherd and the sheep will flee. That's what they're attempting to do. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're new to the channel and you want to check us out, who we are, what fruit we have borne, Matthew 7, 16 through 20, please go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, S-O-N-S, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page over there as well. And you can also give us a call at any given time. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Another day. Yep. I'm just scrolling all of this information, and all of this information shows me as to how we are being attacked by our own from within. I highlighted this yesterday. I'm sharing it with you now again. I had somebody that had the audacity today, as a matter of fact, to say, Bradley, I'm still waiting for the answers. I'm still waiting for the answers. Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you what Scripture says. Because you're a hearer only and not a doer and deceiving yourself, faith without works is dead. I give you the answers on the show continuously throughout the show. I riddle the show by giving you the answers. If you can't hear that, that's your bad. If you can't see that, that's your bad. But here, let me put it in perspective for you real quick. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and read 1 through 6. There's your answer to all of the dilemmas in which you are dealing with and all the issues that you're dealing with on every level in society, in your county, in your city, in your state, throughout the United States of America. It all goes right back to guess who? You, to bring about the resolve, because nobody's going to do for you the way that you want the mainstream media to convince you that your favorite politicians are going to do the job for you, when in fact they have failed to do that. And what we find over and over and over again, once they get into office, they turn on the people that they serve. Tell me one president that hasn't done that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to go ahead and tee this show up. I got some crazy things going on here outside of our women being abused by strangers in New York City. By the way, that is also the city where they are being illegally lured in from the southern border and the northern border. These military-aged strangers, these military-aged men that are being lured in by your federal and state governments, which is an act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. And all the while knowing that, again, I mean, do I need to give you the answers concerning the issues in which you need to face as to who's the responsible party as to deal with them? I mean, if you can't figure that out, again, you're on your own and you're in a bad position. Jeremiah 5:28, they are waxing fat. Those are the people that have ears but don't hear. They have eyes but they see not. They shine, say they. Yeah, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. The people in this country overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. No. They allow them to be murdered off and illegally sanctioned by federal government in the murder of their own children. No, they allow the homosexuals to go ahead and make a prey of their children. No, Americans allow men dressed as women to make a prey of their children. What happens to a country that overpasses the deeds of the wicked? Judgment ensues, and that's where we're at today. Read Jeremiah 5:28. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Check our store out, by the way. This is per your request, sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's t-shirts, there's coffee cups. By the way, if you have one of these coffee cups, do not put it in the dishwasher. Wash it by hands. On this coffee cup, it says resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, Romans 12:21, and other things available as well. We just throughout the week, we've been sending out orders, and when we get the order, we send them out the next day, as long as we're in town here, and in the process, you get your orders according to USPS within 3 to 5 days. So I just used mine, and I'm going to go over here real quick. One American News Now. Yesterday I had highlighted this. You're noticing all the governors throughout the United States of America advocating for this. And don't sit there and tell me Kristi Noem, and don't tell me about Ron DeSantis in Florida not partaking. You are sadly mistaken. No, they're attacking in a different direction. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because yesterday I brought this forth. One American News highlighted Wisconsin transgender athlete vetoed by governor. Folks, it's because they're guilty of the crime. If you, again, have not taken the time to see Conspiracy of Silence, do yourself a favor and watch it, because this has been going on for a long time. Those that are incumbent in office, they're compromised and extorted men. They're doing what they're told. I played a video for you 2 weeks ago concerning what's going on in Colorado right now. Made a video 12, 13, 14 years ago about the said governor. He's a pedophile. His name is Jared Polis. This is nothing new. But pay attention, folks. They're doing this simultaneously. They're doing this in unison. And again, go to Isaiah 28, verse 18, because they're in it together. They have the same dictators. They have the same handlers, friends, telling them when to do it. The things that they're pushing, namely these criminal agendas, And they're doing it right on cue. I don't know if you've seen this, but remember in New York, just what was it, a week ago, a week and a half ago, we had a police officer shot and killed. I think there was a couple of them there in New York. And when this witch, this hag, this criminal, Governor Hochul, who replaced another criminal, people haven't put two and two together yet. They're plants. Interestingly enough, when she went to that funeral concerning that police officer, she was told to leave by the police. Did you know this? No, they hate her guts there. Just like in Minnesota, they hate Tim Walz and they hate Keith Ellison. The police commissioner denounced these criminals. But somehow or another, they're getting there, and it's not the people voting them in. It's the impression that they were voted in by the people, but people haven't figured that out yet, neither have they. And I'm not going to go there again today, but I will say, for you said conservatives saying, look at all those people voting these people in, you are just as blind as the people that you're accusing. You truly are. Read Jeremiah 5:21. But what I wanted you to see, folks, isn't it interesting that just the other day, on the day of resurrection, the world and the pagan church calls it Easter? Isn't it interesting, the said transgender day of visibility? No matter how much the American people have rejected it, your said representatives are continuously driving it. Are they representing the law? Absolutely not. They're tearing down the law, or they're doing their best in doing so. What did she do? She did the exact same thing, right? What did she do? She made a day of visibility for the transgenders by putting up the flag colors, right? In spite of what I showed you yesterday, that in 1959, on the day of resurrection, there was Christian crosses lit up on the buildings in New York. But Easter, as they call it, a pagan holiday, 2024, what do they do? They put the pride colors. Pride comes before a fall, folks, and you better understand it's coming. And it comes, and who's going to be a part of that fall? Everybody that gives it a pass. As my title today is what? Overlooking the deeds of the wicked does what? It only breeds more wickedness. And again, because the American people have not responded to the crimes of their said representatives, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, they're emboldened to go ahead and attack all the more. I've said this since the day that it came out under George Bush Jr. I had a friend, his name was Bishop Harry Jackson. He was an overseer of a church out of Maryland. And he was also the one that was responsible for protesting in D.C. when they started to push homosexual marriage. Never in the history of mankind. Read Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Jude 1:7, and the list goes on. Go to 1 Corinthians 6:9 as well. But he had told me, he goes, Bradley, he goes, I was on the evangelical board with George W. Bush, and he said, I didn't understand why this was being pushed when he was the president. I said, because he was the one that was pushing it. Apparently, you don't know who the Bushes are. They're a criminal regime. They have been since the very inception. Every single one of them. Daddy Bush was indicted in 1942 for doing what? For illegally doing what, friends? Financing Hitler's Third Reich. Go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go online. He goes, I couldn't believe it. So what I did is I took out a piece of paper with George W. Bush's signature on it to the sodomite communities. He called them the gay communities, and how proud he was of them and how they need to keep doing their job. Why? Because if I can demoralize you, I can control you. Well, what's happening, folks? They're using those that will take orders regardless if it's according to law or not. But see, what the people don't understand in this country is the devil himself could be in office. We have one that's pretty close right now. But the people can still hold him accountable to the laws. And the fact of the matter is the American people keep trying to excuse themselves out of their duty and obligations before God and man. God is known by the judgments that he executes. Again, it's his very heart. It's his very presence. And if you read Isaiah 26:9, what does it tell you? I'm giving you the answers. What does it tell you? When his judgments are in the world, the inhabitants will learn righteousness. And guess who's supposed to enforce the commandments and keep the judgments and his statutes? The church is. And if the church isn't willing to do that, then guess what? This is what you're going to get. Who's behind this whole agenda? Those that are pulling the strings of the criminals that are occupying office today, for those that are. Are they not responsible for what's going on here? Yeah, in part, but so are the American people for tolerating it. One American News just highlighted transgender teen, as they call them, sentenced after fatally shooting a 12-year-old girl. What don't you understand, Americans? What is it that you don't understand? I want to show you this as well, just so you can see how crime follows these abominations, and that's exactly what they are. Look at this. This is LifeSite News. A married man to who made union with another man, which is not a marriage union in the United States of America, because God never ordained it to be so. He was arrested. A married homosexual was arrested for child pornography and allegedly planned to abuse surrogate baby. Of course. Folks, you have to understand something. It's all premised on man-boy sex. It's all premised. Go ahead and look at the congressional record for yourself. Do yourself a favor. Go to the congressional record. Go ahead and check out the homosexual manifesto. Tell me they didn't already write out exactly what they meant to do. And it's happening today. But they wanted you to believe it was a satire. Well, that was actually inserted into the congressional record back in 1987, February 19th to the 21st, through a criminal named Michael Swift. Okay? People are trying to figure out why this is going on here. I just want to show you how this works. So here we are now trying to put the pieces together, but I want to show you back in 2012, I posted an article on WND, World Net Daily, and what it was how they somehow or another, this is criminal sodomite Barack Hussein Obama, who's a foreigner. Just ask him, he'll tell you now. He didn't want to tell you while he was incumbent, but he told you when he got out, didn't he? Yeah, we played that video for you several times. He told you he was Kenyan-born. So therefore, everything that he's done, Donald Trump could have actually undone when he got into office, but did he do that? No. Donald Trump told you what you wanted to hear, that he's the worst president in the history of America, about Barack Obama, coming from Donald Trump. Once he got into office, once he went into office, pre-going in through his inauguration concerning Donald Trump. Do you remember when Donald Trump was asked about Barack Obama? Do you remember how he gave his thumbs up and he said first class about criminal Barack Obama? Did you know that Barack Hussein Obama was allowed to go ahead and transgress the U.S. Constitution over 1,168 times? And Donald Trump is telling you first class? Isn't that crazy? Well, did you know that Barack Obama actually put into place sodomites, lesbians, what they call transgender. There's more information coming about Michael, his wife. This is not by chance. That is not a theory. There's a lot of information out there right now. And notice that when Michael, I didn't call her Michael. I'm sorry, I didn't call him Michael. Barack Obama called Michelle, as they want you to believe. He's called her Michael three times publicly. I don't know if you know this or not, but we played that video as well. But remember, this is when it all started. This is when it all started with Barack Hussein Obama, but it was already in play before that, and every president since has continuously added to the abomination lineup. And I'm going to show you that in just a moment here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The Northeast was rocked by a 4.8 magnitude earthquake centered in Lebanon, New Jersey. New York Governor Kathy Hochul addresses the press about the quake and discusses what New Yorkers can do to remain safe.
Inspect your home for damage. Check walls, floors, doors, windows, staircases. And if you see any damage at all, you may need to relocate while the event is going on. Again, check your own gas lines and water lines to make sure that your family is safe.
The FDNY has no reports of damage. The monthly jobs report is surpassing expectations. The Labor Department reporting the economy added 303,000 jobs in March, exceeding the 200,000 most analysts had projected. The unemployment rate saw little change, coming in at 3.8%. Powerball fever continues, with Saturday night's drawing set for an estimated $1.23 billion. This is USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want you to get this really quick, and the reason I brought this all up, and by the way, we got someone on live chat right now. You are incorrect. Everything that Barack Hussein Obama has done is completely unconstitutional. If it runs contrary or antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, he has no business doing that. And if you peruse the U.S. Constitution, you must be American-born. Okay, don't tell me about a corporation that the people tolerated the corrupt to create. Okay, if the people take their country back, then get rid of all of those corporations that are unconstitutional. That's on the people, not on the corrupt. Because they already know they're corrupt. They already know that they're criminals. They already know what they're doing. People need to think things through. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that Barack Hussein Obama, criminal foreigner, Barack Hussein Obama, appointed a woman named Alina Kagan. This is important for people to understand as to what's going on at the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, it's nothing but a bunch of chicanery, shenanigans, deceptive measures, nine unelected bureaucrats acting out and exhibiting exactly what you should expect from nine unelected bureaucrats. Every one of them is pro-sodomite. If they're not standing against it, they're guilty of it. I know that a lot of people think that the chief Supreme Court justice is an upright, righteous guy. You are sadly mistaken. And the ones that they have appointed, you are sadly mistaken. They are showing their allegiance every step of the way. Isn't it interesting how before they get into office, they say, this is my position and this is what I'm standing to? And once they get into office, the first thing they do is reverse what they just got done saying that they stood for and standing against it. Mike Johnson's a prime example of that concerning the Speaker of the House. Now, what happened to that impeachment or that removal of Mike Johnson, by the way? Absolutely nothing. What happened to that recent impeachment of Mayorkas, the head of the DHS? Absolutely nothing. They were rewarded. They weren't removed. They were rewarded. My goodness, folks. Let's go over to this really quick. I want to highlight this so you understand who you're dealing with. Alina Kagan, who was appointed to the Supreme Court, this is back in 2012, I wrote this. It's interesting that she never judged a case a day in her life. Did you hear me, Americans? She never judged a case a day in her life. She was passed through and confirmed by the Senate behind the backs of the American people. Fatiguing the American people by doing things at odd times, kind of the way that the king did to our forefathers, but our forefathers didn't put up with it, but today their posterity does. What's interesting, Alina Kagan was also the former dean of students at Harvard, appointed, of course, and contrary to, listen carefully, Harvard's founding mottos for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ, Kagan is known, listen carefully, for queerifying Harvard. This is who sits at the Supreme Court. Just in time for all of this nonsense that you're seeing today. Understand the character of this devil. John 8:44. Speaking of Alina Kagan, she hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to, listen carefully, to teach queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities as bisexuality, transgender, F, U, C, you can figure out the rest, and involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. This is who Kagan hired concerning the former ACLU. The ACLU, let me give you a foundation here. Let's lay the axe to the root of this tree. The ACLU is a communist organization. Just ask the founder. He said the end of the ACLU is communism. That's what he said, and that's what they've been doing. They don't have a right to operate subversively towards American law in this country. That's on the people again for tolerating it. It is, period. She not only hired William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory, Kagan also hired other radicals, a lesbian and, ready for this, a transsexual. This is how sick these people are. To teach transgender law courses. No such thing. It doesn't even make sense. These people are self-condemned. The wrath of God abides upon them, and they want to teach transgender law courses. The law condemns what they call transgenderism. They also hired, Alina Kagan did, who sits at the Supreme Court, a guy named, or if you want to call him that, a man named Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. These are the people that are being placed to rule over American law. The lawless, okay? Did you also know that Alina Kagan, who now sits on the Supreme Court, viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, see how it started under Clinton's? Even banning military recruiters from campus? Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful, and even after losing her legal campaign, she still went to her students to encourage them to continually protest our military. See how they attacked their own? Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive. This is who's sitting at the Supreme Court today, using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spew gender confusion among students on campus. I want to stop right there. For those that are subordinate to this crime, do you not realize that this, at the end of the day, comes back on yourself and your posterity as well? This is insanity. We're talking about overlooking the deeds of the wicked, and what does it breed? It only breeds more wickedness. Look what they just put in there now. She's worn with the First Amendment. Look at Sotomayor. They appointed her, what, 20 years ago? Just in time for illegal immigration. She's a total globalist. I mean, the list goes on. I want you to check this out because I'm going to go over there. And what was I just thinking about, Lord? Well, when I get that thought back, I will most definitely come back to that thought. But let's continue on here. Alina Kagan had never judged a case a day in her life yet. Obama, like Obama, unqualified for office himself, has seen fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court just in time for the court to review homosexual marriage. Isn't it interesting, again, just food for thought, how they say that there's lines between church and state, which came from the ACLU, that subversive communist organization, which does not exist in any founding document, although in 1802, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, actually intervened when people were worried about the government overstepping its bounds. He wrote a letter to the church, the Danbury Church, and he told them, don't worry about it. There's an erected wall barring the government from what they're doing today. Isn't it interesting how they've used that against the church rather than the church keeping them out of their own affairs? Where did the government ever get the right to go ahead and institutionalize marriage? They don't have that business. That's the church's business. That's the church's business, folks. And the people that are pushing these agendas, who are they? And what are they? What's their end aim? Their end aim is to get at your kids and to overthrow the law. Okay, cool. Just want to stop right there. Just wanted to make sure that you understood who is sitting on the Supreme Court and why things are going the direction that they're going. I'm not going to just blame Alina Kagan. I'm going to blame 329.5 million people that are taking heed to, listen carefully, less than 1% of the population. And when we're talking about what they call transgender, it's not even a percentage of 1%. This is an agenda to overthrow who you are. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other, said John Adams. They're being used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. And what the government today is doing is making way and giving way to occupy offices of importance in government to put these people into place to rule over you. That is exactly what Adolf Hitler did with the Third Reich. Exactly what he did. Why? Because they were backwards. And he knew that they would take orders. Also, if you know anything about World War II, also consider that the SS would do things to their own people that the regular army wouldn't. Why? Because they were all masculine sodomites that were appointed to do the job that they were doing. They were pedophiles. It's exactly what you're seeing come on the scene today, Americans. With that, let's go over to another topic, because what we're talking about, overlooking the deeds of the wicked, only breeds more wickedness. And what we're talking right now, the mainstream media and the outlets that's owned by by six corporations worldwide, driving 94% of the narrative. What are they pushing on you? Everything that which is unlawful, everything that they mean to use to upend the U.S. Constitution. For the American people to just shrug it off and say that's not happening here, that's not good enough. Those that are advocating for these crimes must be lawfully dealt with, just like we would if we were violating those laws, because they are not above the law. They are subservient to uphold the law, and they have a delegated authority from we the people to uphold that law, not to attack the people and accusing them of being haters for not going along with the crimes that they're advocating for. Hey, folks, really what it comes down to is when you're hearing all of them saying that we're haters and we're bigots, no, they got to put themselves in the victim position so they can attack the law and attack anybody that's upholding the law. See, they don't want you to expose them for their crimes, and that's what the law does, Romans 3:20. Let me change topics. Trying to get through as much as I can here to try to get caught up over the last week and a half. Did you see this? Former ESPN host says her Joe Biden interview was scripted by network executives. And she was told not to deviate. Hey, Americans, again, I know that you think you're smarter than this, but every time you see an interview, notice how it's always by the controlled, useful idiots in the mainstream media. It's never done by grassroots outlets. Why? Because they don't want you going outside of what they're told to say. And again, only to prove the point, how many times have politicians been busted going along with a scripted interview or a scripted narrative?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I was just highlighting the fact that another interview done by Joe Biden on ESPN, the host said that the interview was completely scripted. Of course it's scripted. The guy can't think for himself. As a matter of fact, if you want to do a little due diligence, you can look a little bit closer to what they are in fact doing. He does have an earpiece in his ear, and he is told what to say it, and when to do it. And when you think presidents are giving speeches and they sound like that they're eloquent, first of all, they have a writer, number one. Number two, they have two screens right here. It's not like they're just saying it. It's all scripted. It's all written out for them to read and telling the people what it is that they want to hear. That's not right. If they're going to be the said representative of the United States of America, they should be writing their own scripts. They should be communicating to the people between him and them. That's not how it works here, friends. I remember when Hillary Clinton was busted and her interviews were completely scripted. I remember when they had the presidential debates, the hand-picked presidential debates, all of them that were on the stage that were all on the same team, you know those guys? Regardless if it was what they call the Republicans or the Democrats, you know, two wings to the same bird, right? Pushing the same agenda. And what they had to do is try to convince you which one you liked the most. And then when they found out the one that you liked the most, they put him into office, though he was one of theirs too. He had handlers. He was told what to do. He was pushing forth the agenda. I remember when they were busted scripting all of the debates. Notice who's doing the debates. That's another thing for you to think about. Notice who's doing the debates, friends. It's the mainstream media. Notice how the questions are always handpicked. Notice how they're always softballs when they're given. Notice how there's never really any real questions that are being asked. Notice that there's hardly ever any real contention. Now, aside of that, and that's all being pre-scripted and them giving scripts before they go on to the debates, they already know it's going to be asked. That's why they always shoot out the answers right away. Have you ever noticed them when they're doing their campaign trail speeches? They're completely different. I mean, look at Donald Trump, stupid as a rock, a gossip. That's all he is. He's a gossip. He's a total gossip. He's a narcissistic, arrogant gossip is all he is. He can't put 10 words together, friends. The only thing he can do is keep talking about how bad his opponent is, but the American people aren't paying attention to the fact that, those corrupt opponents that he keeps calling out, he failed to actually prosecute them when he had time to do so. Yet for a year and a half, he promised the American people he was going to drain the swamp, and he does just the exact opposite. How do you help with people like that? You can't. You really honestly can't. You know, one of the things that I'm doing on social media platforms where I see these idiots that are caught up into this little charade as they try to promote the fight between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, I just unfriend them. They're lost. They're a lost cause. These are the first people to tell you they don't believe anything the media says, but they act out in the belief in which they denounce. They're hypocrites, Romans 1:18. They hold the truth in unrighteousness, okay? Wanted you to see this. Ron DeSantis has done this now. He went over to Israel. Ron DeSantis, the said governor, he's a Bush man, by the way. Interestingly enough, Ron DeSantis, if you have not taken the time, Health Impact News, go ahead and Google search his name. He's a criminal. But he's appointed, and what does he do? He sells himself to the people as an angel of light, just like Jesus told us to be aware of, the Holy Spirit told us to be aware of, the Father told us to be aware of, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. What does he do? Ron DeSantis gets into office, sells himself as the Savior to the people in the state. Oh, can I tell you something, people? Isn't it interesting how, I'll come back to that in just one moment with Ron DeSantis. Isn't it interesting how those in California on the West Coast, when they see things getting real bad, not realizing that they're the ones that are a part of that sewer, and then when the waves come back from that sewer up to their front doors, they want to leave it. See, they reap what they sow, Galatians 6:7. So what did they do? A lot of them left California, and they allegedly went over to Florida, or so we were told. That was exaggerated. That was embellished. That was not true. Did people go to Florida from the east West Coast? Yes, they did. But it was embellished to drive other people to also leave the state and to move to Florida as well. But what's interesting is there's information coming out now that out of the 700,000 people that allegedly moved into Florida, once they got there, they stayed a short amount of time and they went back to where they came from. Over 500,000 of them. Why? Because they didn't see the difference between their state and Florida. I told the American people Florida and South Dakota are honey traps. You don't have to listen to a thing I'm saying, but I told you that 3 years ago. And now many people are starting to learn the hard way once again. People, I know nothing by myself. I'm not telling you my opinion. I'm telling you to beware. I'm telling you to take heed to the warnings of prophetic people. That's all I'm doing. Prophetic people are back watchers. They're protectors. I know people look at those guys as, man, why are they so harsh? Why are they so unloving? Why are they so unkind? Why do they hate me so much? No, they just love you more than what you're used to. You're used to the spirit of the world. This is the spirit of Christ that comes to correct, to instruct, to reprove. 2 Corinthians 3:16, which is completely missing in action throughout the Church of America. So all that information you're given about Florida is completely untrue. There's a whole list of all the things that people are running from now in Florida. But let's go back to Ron DeSantis and the point that I was going to make. Didn't Ron DeSantis somehow or another end up flying to Israel to sign on to hate crime legislation, hate speech? Do you see what the direction that they're going? Didn't Kristi Noem just do the same thing? Didn't she just sign on to some hate speech legislation? It's not law, friends. They're trying to censor free speech. She doesn't want anybody criticizing Israel. Well, let me tell you something. Like I said yesterday, Jacob, his surname was Israel. Israel is God's people. I am Israel. If you're born of the Spirit of God, you are Israel. It's not geographically, because Jacob was called Israel before there was anything geographically. But isn't it interesting? And I got the video right here. I played it several times. But in Israel right now, this is DeSantis, this is Trump, this is Abbott, this is Kristi Noem from South Dakota, that are trying to make sure you don't speak out against Israel. That is not the Jews of the Bible. That is the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. They are now trying to, and I played the piece last week, they are now trying to legislate against people that use the name of Jesus when speaking to someone under 18 years old. They want to imprison you for 1 to 2 years. Let me just stop. What does Abbott, what is Trump, what does Ron DeSantis, what does Kristi Noem, what are they doing in Israel? You better ask yourself, folks. What are they doing in Israel? Oh, did they become the governors of Israel now? Again, that is not the Jews of the Bible. And I'm speaking to the people that are ruling the roost over there. It's the same spirit of Antichrist is what it is. And that's what they're promoting. I was there back in 1992. They were doing stuff in Israel when I was there that America still wasn't doing morally. There's no gay agenda here. There was a lot of the stuff that was happening there we would never put up with. They were doing it back in the 90s, friends. You better wake up. Because if you're getting your information from the mainstream media, there's your problem right there. And I don't care if your favorite politician is telling you, you got to get behind him, you got to support him. No. The Lord never told us to support the devil, did he? No, he didn't. So make distinction as to who you support in comparison. The reason I'm bringing this up, Kristi Noem, I showed this to you yesterday, doing the same exact thing. And these are the ones that are sold to you as the people's protectors. No. Our protector is the Most High. We are hidden under the shadow of the Most High. Look what's going on in Canada. Simultaneously, now they're pushing, just like in Israel, praying in public, reading aloud from Bible is hate speech to be severely punished. Look what's going on, friends. It's a spirit of Antichrist. Why do the millions upon the hundreds of millions of people in any country submit to the one? And what's worse is the majority of the people in those hundreds of millions proclaim to be God's children, but they submit themselves to the devil's messengers. That is insane, folks. Overlooking the deeds of those that I've highlighted today, the wicked, it only breeds more wickedness. And I want to tell you something, folks. A lot of innocent people are going to die in the process of what you're submitting to today. Because that is exactly the direction that this is going right now. Okay? While you're being told that your government's over there protecting other countries, you're the one under attack by that same said government promoting illegal agendas against you. Okay, federal and state. Everything's there for your candor. Love you about what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.